Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and praise the Lord. This is another glorious day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad, and I will make boast of the Lord, but I will sit here and be proud. Oh, man, let us have the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise God. This is Pastor Steve Dillon, your new Jesus ministry, located at 1830 LaHunt Drive in Dallas, Texas. Catch us on the way of praise the Lord at newseasons-ministries.org. Also, you can Facebook us, praise the Lord, Pastor Steve Dinwiddie/New Seasons Ministries. We would love to hear from you, to commune with you, amen, and praise and share God's testimony and goodness is with you. Amen. I'm excited about today because I'm so grateful how God has opened my eyes of understanding and revealed his own salvation, how he's allowed me to get in his word, amen, and to illuminate my mind that I can speak to the people of God. Amen, and tell them what thus says the Lord. Amen. But before we go, amen, into this word, I would love for you to go with me as we go toward the throne of grace. Father, we love you. Praise and magnify you. We thank you because you're out to wonder. We appreciate you, God, because you've been here with us from the beginning. You've never left us. You've never forsaken us. But, Father, you're leading and guiding us by the skillfulness of your right hand. And we bless you for right now. Lord, we have that you would take this word and hide it deep in our hearts. We might not send it to see. Oh, God, we need your revelation. We need your understanding, God. We need you to lead us. Hey, God, we bless you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. The topic that we have today is, are we there yet? Praise the Lord. Are we there yet? Amen. You know, some of you may know Ice Cube, the producer, the film actor, the rapper, made a movie, amen, about a trip that he was taking with some young kids. Amen, to meet with their mom and all kind of tragedies, praise the Lord, happened along the way and all kind of mishaps, things that you could not imagine, things that you did not foresee, amen. And so the challenge was not only all the things and the mishaps that were going on, amen, but the children were getting bored like children do, and every once in a while they would ask, are we there yet? Praise God, are we there yet? Have we made it? Are we closer than we were? Amen. So I begin to think about that. Amen, as we are children of God, amen, and this is a journey. The Bible says that we are pilgrims, amen, that we're passing through. And I begin to think about us on this journey, praise the Lord. As we go through our trial and our tribulations, and we find ourselves in mishaps of things that were seen and unseen, and some things that were not foreseen, praise the Lord. And we begin to ask God, are we there yet? Are we getting to a point or a place, amen, where there is some refuge, amen, praise the Lord, where there is some security? Glory to God. Amen. And God began to share with me and some of the things that are going to go on in this earth realm and to assure us as much as the heaven is waiting for us. Amen. There are some things that must go on in this earth realm. Praise the Lord. Prior to his coming back, what we're looking for. We're looking for God to come back in a mighty way. We're looking for him to bless us, to relieve us. Amen. Of all the strength that life has to offer. Glory to God. And my church was teaching about heaven. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Praise the Lord. What is it going to be like to be in the place where God is? And I tell you what, if God's there, you already got heaven. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. But we want to go to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Amen. We're going to read a little bit from the beginning, amen, just to kind of show us, amen, what is going on with this program and the world system. It says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, tyrants, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Look at this. Having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Glory to God. Amen. This is, amen, a warning or a forewarning that Paul was teaching Timothy to teach the others that the perilous times will come. You're going to have perilous times. You're going to have times, amen, when you witness people that are false accusers, unconscionate. And we already know that there are children that are very disrespectful, amen, to their parents and normal, like nothing happened. We've seen fathers leave their families and not trying to live in any kind of aid or support. And then we see people that are walking around with a form of godliness, saying that they love the Lord, saying that they're serving the Most High God, and yet we see that they're killing and raping and doing all type of things, amen, that are ungodly, praise the Lord. But I just want to give you refuge in the fact that we know these times will come. Not that we like them, not that we want us to be in this situation or this place, but we must understand that these things must come to pass before the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. I wanted to read that for a minute, but I want to go to this scripture and expound on this. Amen. As we talk about, are we there yet? I want to talk about, amen, how the Christian is to respond to all the things that are going on in this earth realm. How are we to respond? What place, amen, what part do we play in this particular race, glory to God? Amen. How do we find ourselves going forward when we understand that God, amen, has allowed this world to be as corrupt as it is until the coming back of the Lord? So I want to read this scripture in 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 9th verse. I want to read this here. It says, "For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as if we're appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted about, and having no certain dwelling place. And labor, working with our own hand, being reviled, we blessed. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world and the offspring of all things until this day." Amen. If this does not describe Christianity in this day and age, well, then I don't know what does. It begins to outline all the things that we find ourselves going through. First of all, with the social media and all the things going on, we are expected to go to the world. We are expected to go, the Bible says here, of the angels and to men. In other words, everything that we do is being scrutinized. It's being uncovered. It's being analyzed in such a way, amen, that people don't have faith in the men and women of God. They find themselves mocking the men of God and find themselves talking about dignitaries and putting down people that have authority and power and say they love God. You know, it is strange to me to see, amen, that people are despisers of things that are good. They don't want good. They don't want to be happy. They want to be sad. Listen, misery loves company. They want to be in a position where, you have no hope for the future. Even when you look at the news, praise the Lord, I call it bad news because they don't really give any good news. They want you to stay in a constant state of fear, amen, so that they can manipulate and control your mind and your belief system. But I want to let you know that God has already prepared us for this time. He said that perilous times will come. We see here that he's made us up last, the apostles, that we are sent to go unto the world. And so they're looking at us, and they're wondering how in the world are they going to pass? How are they going to make it? What's going to happen to them? Are they able to withstand the power of the enemy, praise the Lord? And so we are in a perfect position, praise the Lord. Not that we want to be here, not that it's fun, and not that there's not challenges, but we're in a perfect position because everything is coming to pass. And perilous times are coming, and they're coming rapidly on us. We are also in a position where everybody's watching us. Everybody's seeing how we're going to react to the laws of marriages and non-marriages, of all sexes and orientations, and everybody's trying to see how we're going to react when we start talking about the political realm and who needs to be president and all these kind of things. They want to see how we're going to act when it talks about those people that are in Iraq and Iran and how they have this Muslim belief and all these things. They want to understand what you want to say about it. How are you going to respond to this? What do you have to say, amen, about the things that are going on in this earth realm? And so God has set us up that we can be the example to go forward in what he wants us to do. And listen, it is not going to be easy, but I want to show you that God has a plan for our lives if we just follow after him. If we just do what God has called us to do, we will to see here that we are in a position to be glorified, and then the glory that the Lord show us, we will give it unto God. And when God gives the glory, then he edifies the people of God, and people are able to go out and minister and witness that he is who he is. And when it says here, finally, in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We have to be strong. We have to be strong. God did not leave us out here without weapons. He didn't leave us out here without a shield. He didn't leave us out here without a buckler, praise the Lord, or a helmet, praise God. He wants us, but he's called us in these last days to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not our own power, not our own intellect, not how we think about it, but God wants us to be strong in the power of his might. Putting on the whole armor of God. We have to fight, you all. We are in a battle. We're in a place where there has been a line drawn in the sand. But we are able, with the armor of God, to withstand the wiles of the devil. The devil is real. Satan is real. There is a place for him. But until that time and that place, we have to make sure that we stay strong. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, my God, today, against powers of darkness and rulers of this world, against spiritual weaknesses that are in high places. That's why all the things are going on. They are in this second realm, praise the Lord, in this third realm, in the spiritual realm, where we can't even see really who the actors are. We don't even know who the actors are. But we just see the puppets. We don't know who's holding the screen. But we have to stand in this day and put on the whole armor of God. And when we have all that armor, we'll be able to withstand the devil in the evil day. And then the Bible says here, this is what I want to relate to our people. And after we have done all to stand, we need to continue to stand. God has given us strength to stand. God has given us the know-it-all to stand in the last day. Why? Because he's given us his word. He let us know that these times will come. He let us know that there are going to be some people that will not endure sound doctrine. That there's going to be some people that prefer evil over good, but that doesn't change who we are. That doesn't change what he wants us to do. That doesn't change the way that we're supposed to go. Are we there yet? We're not making it yet. But I tell you what, there's a glorious day. There's a day on the horizon. There's a blessed hope. Jesus is coming back for his people. Jesus is giving us a place that is ready, glory to God. When we get there, amen, it'll be yay and amen. We just got to continue to follow the good path. We just got to continue to walk in the things of God. God has a plan for our lives, and we must understand that that plan is perfect. But we must endure the imperative times. We must endure hardness like good soldiers. The Bible says, amen, in Jude the 20th verse, praise the Lord, in Jude the 24th verse, it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. I know there's a perilous time out there. I know that things seem to be getting worse and it seems that our faith is being tested on every hand, but he's able to keep you from falling and then present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. My God, today, not only are we not going to fall, but he's going to present us faultless before the presence of his glory. When that time comes, when that trumpet sounds, when we meet him in the air, we will know that we are victorious, that we have won, that we withstood the wiles of the devil, and here we are, standing strong and victorious. People of God recognize that these are the last days, but he also told us that in the last days he's going to acquire the spirit and call us a prophesied witness. So we're looking forward to what God has in store for us, not because of what we're going through, but when we get there, it's going to be yay